Mishnah at the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph starts to talk about the details of the Seder, the different items that we bring to the Seder. The Mishnah says as follows: Hevil lefanov mitavu b'chazeres ad shemagia leparperes hapas. Hevil lefanov matzah b'chazeres v'chayroisus yishnei tavshilin. Afal b'shein chayroisus mitzvah. Reb Elazar b'Reb Tzadok omer mitzvah. Ubemikdash hayim hevil lefanov gufa shel pesach. So there are different parts of the Seder. There's a tibul b'chazeres before parperes hapas. That's the karpas. Then they bring the matzah, chazeres, charoisus, shnei tavshilin, afal b'shein charoisus mitzvah. So there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim exactly what you metabel the karpas into. Do you dip the karpas into salt water, into other things, or do you dip it into charoisus as well? So before we deal with that machlokas, it's instructive to try to figure out the last part of the last part of the Mishnah. Is charoisus a mitzvah, or is it not a mitzvah? Let's first talk about charoisus. Let's try to understand what charoisus is all about, and then we'll plug it back into the tibul b'karpas. So the Mishnah quotes machlokas tanoim as to whether charoisus is a mitzvah or whether it's not a mitzvah. So let's see what the Gemara has to say. What is the charoisus? Why should it be a mitzvah? Why should it not be a mitzvah? So Gemara Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph explains everything. Avol b'shein charoisus mitzvah. V'lo mitzvah mishumai ma'isila. Amar Reb Ami mishum kofa. If charoisus is not a mitzvah, what's it coming for? It's coming mishum kofa. Great! Right? Kofa. What is kofa? That's another shayla. What is kofa? So kofa is some kind of problem that we have to solve. So we have to go back to a previous Rashbam, Rashbam and Kuf Tezvav Amud Beis, who gives two interpretations as to what kofa means. Either kofa is the eres shebechazeres, there's a certain poison in the chazeres, in the romaine lettuce, in the morar, a poison, some kind of sharp taste that somehow a person is going to be harmed by. So the purpose of the charoisus is to neutralize that taste, to make sure that you're not going to be harmed by it. Rabbi Elchananel, as the Rashbam quotes, has a different pshat. The kofa means tolas, it means a worm. And the purpose of the charoisus is to kill the worm. To kill the worm, but just one second. The worm is not going to be removed from the lettuce, so you're still eating the worm. So how's it mutter to eat the worm? So that's what the Rashbam says. He quotes the Tosefta in Shumas that the halacha of shrotzim only applies if the sheretz is poresh mimokom gidulo, if the sheretz leaves its moko, the place where it grew. Once it's piresh, what's the loshen? The tiny b'trumas hatalom shebeikre ilonos v'esakova shebeyerek yavchushin shebechomes v'shebeyayim mutarim sinanam b'mesanenes asurim. So if you have these yavchushim, these gnats and other kinds of bugs and whatever, and the yayin and the chometz, so then they're mutar. But if sinanam, if you strain them from these items, so then they're asur. They came in the parish mimakom ravisa havelik sheretz hasheretz al haoretz. Then it's like a sheretz haoretz. It's shrotzim, and then it's going to be asur. But if it's not parish mimakom gidulo mimakom ravisa, it's still going to be mutar. That's one way to interpret that these tolaim are not like the aphids that we're trying to take away from the lettuce. Those shrots, those, I don't know if I call them shrotsim, but those, whatever they are, those bugs, they didn't grow in the lettuce itself. They grew in the environment. They grew in the world. So then they come into the lettuce. There'll be usher inside this lettuce. The kofa, the tolas, according to this pshat, the tolas that's growing inside the chazeres, it was growing inside. So if it's growing inside, it doesn't have the din of a sheret, so therefore it's going to be mutter. It's mutter to eat. The problem is mishum sakana, we don't want it to be alive. So we want to kill it so that it doesn't go into a person's digestive system and wreak havoc there. So the key is to kill this tolas. It's going to be mutter to eat because it's not a sheret. It doesn't have a din of a sheret since it was never poresh from its makom gidula. That's one approach. Tosis, even though I didn't assign a tosis in Dibur Maslo Kofa, if you want to look at the end of Tosfos, Tosis says maybe there's another reason why these tolaim are going to be mutter. Maybe the rove is that we don't have this tolas in the chazeres. Al pi rove, this tolas is not going to be there. Most chazeres doesn't have these bugs in them. So really, mitzad hadin, there's no chiyuv to search for these bugs. There's no chiyuv to do anything. You don't have to put the charoisus in there. But the problem is, that's mitzad isser. But mitzad sakana, we're more concerned. Again, we're afraid that that these tolam are going to produce a sakana, they're going to damage the individual. So because of sakana, not because of iser, you need charosis to kill the bug. Again, you're going to eat the bug if it's there, but we're not concerned about eating the bug because you're not mechuyev to check for the bug because al pi rov it's not going to be there. So either the bug is not going to aser because it's in its makom gidula. Or even if it's not in the makom gidula, let's say the bugs came from the outside, but al pi rov the bugs shouldn't be there anyway. So mitzad iser, there really is no problem eating this chazeres, even without dipping it into charoses. The problem is, mishum sakana, we're afraid that the person's going to eat the live tolas. That's why it's necessary to dip it into charoses in order to kill that tolas, so that it's not going to wreak havoc in the individual. This is mishum kafa. Two approaches to what mishum kafa means. The more standard approach is that it's the eresh of a chazeres, it's a certain poison, poisonous taste, and the chazeres, a strong taste, it's going to be mazik the person. A horseradish type taste that, you know, if you have too much of it, it could really knock you out. Like a good 15% wine. Actually, that doesn't knock out most people in this year. So either it's the eres sheba chazeres that's going to knock you out, mishum sakana, we're afraid of that, that's why you have to dip it into charoses, or it's a tolas. Mitzad Issa, there's no need to have the charoses to get rid of that tolas. Mishum sakana, we're concerned. That's the first part of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok omer mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok holds that charoses is a mitzvah. My mitzvah. Rabbi Levi omer zecher l'tapuach. It's a zecher to the tapuach. Shehayu yoldos b'nei, and Rashi says, shehayu yoldos b'nei and shom below etzev, shelo yakiru b'hen mitzriim. That's where Noshim Tzidkanios gave birth to their children, so that the Mitzriim wouldn't notice. It's a zecher l'tapuach, a zecher to the, not to the shibud so much, the shibud of Mitzrayim, but a zecher to things that happened in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yochanan omer zecher l'tit. It's a zecher to the shibud itself, a zecher to the tit, to the cement that they needed to build the buildings. Omer Abaye hilkach tzarech l'kehuyeh v'tzarech l'smuche. Because it's zecher l'tapuach and it's zecher l'tit, you got to do two things. First of all, you have to be kahuye, you have to make it pungent, you have to put some kind of citrus fruit into it. Oh, they put oranges and other things into it. No, they don't put oranges in? It's fine.
We ours is very different. It's dates.
Vush dates? The Rambam, okay. Okay, Ashkenazim put some kind of citrus fruits into it to make it pungent, l'kahuye. But tzarech lismuche, you also have to make it thick, like tit. Tosis in the Ramas L'tzarech quotes from the Yerushalmi that some make it zecher ledam. They add mashka later. They add some kind of wine a little bit later. V'chein amad debar lismuche u'b'shas achila mekalshin oso v'yayin v'chometz. People make it thick. You do put wine in it. People make it thick, and then some makbid for this Yerushalmi to make it zecher ledam, to add a little red wine before they actually dip it in. Most people forget. It's too complicated when you're starting with the motzi matz in the morah. People just forget to do it. You should do it. It's Yerushalmi. To pour a little bit of wine into it to make it zecher ledam as well. So these are the different shittos. Either charoses is not the mitzvah at all, it's mishum kofa, or itak is a mitzvah, it's zecher l'tapuach, zecher l'tit, zecher l'dam, it's zecher to different things. What does the Rambam hold about all this? Not the dates, but what does the Rambam hold whether charoses is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? So the Rambam in Perashah Mishnayos is a very striking language. Rambam says like this. Short line of the Rambam. Let's turn to the Rambam. Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok omer charoses mitzvah. L'daito says the Rambam shechayev adam levarach asher kedushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu al achilas charoses ve'ena halacha. Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok holds charoses is a mitzvah. Says the Rambam, according to him, got to make a birchas hamitzvah asher kedushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu. What's his lashon? Al achilas charoses ve'ena halacha. He says, but we don't pass in that way. Okay, that explains why we don't make this bracha. Never heard of this bracha before. Have you heard of this bracha, Moshe? Did you pass on this? No. No one's heard of this bracha. The Rambam says we don't pass in this way. Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok would say you have to make a bracha, birchas hamitzvah, and the charoses, al achilas charoses, ve'en halacha, we pass on like the chachamim, the charoses is not a mitzvah. What's the problem? How is the Rambam himself himself? The Rambam in the Yad, in the Mishnah Torah and Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes like this: Hacharos is mitzvah midivrei sofrim zecher latitsha you ovdim bo b'mitzrayim. The charoses is a mitzvah midivrei sofrim as a zecher latit. What's the problem? In the Perashah Mishnayos, the Rambam paskins charoses is not a mitzvah. In the Yad HaChazaka, he paskins charoses is a mitzvah. What's going on? What's going on? The Rambam is straddling both sides of the fence. How could that be? It's either a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah. That's the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. The Rambam seems to paskin in the Mishnah Torah, in the Chametzu Matzah, that charoses is a mitzvah, and in Perashah Mishnayos, he doesn't say charoses is a mitzvah. V'nira shechazer kan mimash shekosav, the Lechem Mishnah says, sounds like here the Rambam is chozabo. He's changing his mind from what he wrote in Perashah Mishnayos. But what's striking about the Rambam? Even though in Hilchos Chametz Matzah he paskins charoses mitzvah, what's missing from the Rambam? The bracha. In Perashah Mishnayos he says that if you hold charoses mitzvah, you do make a bracha. We don't paskin that way. So now in the Yad that he paskins charoses is a mitzvah, he should mention the bracha. He doesn't say anything about the bracha. That's the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? If it's a mitzvah, you should make a bracha. What are you going to tell me that what, it's a mitzvah derabbanan? We don't make brachas on mitzvahs derabbanan. It's pasha not true. There are many mitzvahs derabbanan that we do make brachas on. Megillah, Chanukah. What's the Rambam saying? Manav Shach. If he wants to paskin that it's not a mitzvah, zozai. So then we can understand why he's not going to make a bracha, fine. But if he paskins mitzvah, let him say that there's a bracha. The Rambam is chozabo in two ways. He's chozer in the psak, and he's chozer in the bracha as well. In Perashah Mishnayos, he paskins charos is not a mitzvah. In the Yad, he paskins charos is a mitzvah. But he's chozabo as well, because he, even though he paskins in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that charos is a mitzvah, but he leaves out the bracha. What's going on? That's the cash. Yes.
Can you make it easier and you just say that the way to look at it is that that really the only question is why does Rambam say that you have to make a bracha on this mitzvah? You just look at what he says in Perashah Mishnayos, it says in a halacha, that's all he says. So maybe he's saying in a halacha that we don't make a bracha, and therefore it makes sense that
someone wanted to suggest that and say that, but I don't think that's the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat is that we don't paskin charoses mitzvah. Eina halacha means we don't paskin that there's a bracha. That's not what he says. He says charoses is a mitzvah and you have to make a bracha, but this is not the psak.
Yeah, but you're mukra to say that based on the what he brings in the halacha. I mean,
well,
more.
Maybe there's another way to explain what he's saying.
Also, yeah. In the Perashah Mishnayos, he says with dato that.
According to Rabbi Elazar
ben
Tzadok,
right,
you would need a bracha.
That,
right, so he's saying if you hold mitzvah, you'd need the bracha, but we don't paskin that way. If you would say he's just disagreeing with the bracha, so it's not really true. You could hold mitzvah, but yet you don't have to hold bracha. That's not really what he's saying. What's the answer? So why don't we make a bracha on charoses according to the Rambam? La halacha. Why don't we make a bracha? So there are different reasons given. What does the Torah say? Okay. Try to find the Torah. Oh. What does the Torah say? It's in the Tav Ayin Hay. Page 1. Eim evarchin al hacharoses, afal bishu mitzvah, lefishu tofel lemor. Torah says, you know why you don't make a bracha on charoses? Because it's tofel. Tofel? What does tofel mean? It's secondary. This harkens back to a Gemara in Brachas, a famous Mishnah, I should say. Let's say you're eating salty fish. Salty fish. It's uncomfortable to eat the salty fish. The minhag always used to be to have a little bit of bread with the salty fish to take away the saltiness. So bread, hamotzi, bread is such an ikar food. Says the Mishnah, no. If you're only eating the bread to take away the saltiness of the fish, there's no bracha on the bread. Kol shu ikar v'imo tfeilo, mevarech alo ikar u'poter es ha-tfeilo. This applies in many different contexts. Yes, cereal and milk, other things. If the item is tofel, if it's only there, if you have a little peanut butter on the bread, you're not going to make a separate bracha on the peanut butter. Well, if you wash, you're not going to make a bracha on the peanut butter either. But whatever, if you have some kind of tofel to the ikar. You make a bracha on the ikar, and it patters the tofel. So says the tour, charosis is the same way. Charosis is tofel to the mor. If the charosis is supposed to be zecher letitz, it's supposed to remind us of the shibud of Mitzrayim. The mor clearly is supposed to remind us of the shibud of Mitzrayim. That's the ikar zecher to the shibud. Vayimoru es chayeyem, moror, the bitter taste of the mor. The charosis is just a little bit. You dip the mara into charosis. So it's tofel to the mara. The ikar is the mara. The charosis is tofel. So says the Torah, we don't make a birchas hamitzvah on the charosis because it's tofel to the mara. And that's quite a jump, quite an interesting idea. The Mishnah that we quoted was a Mishnah about what kind of a bracha? A birchas nenu. This is a birchas hamitzvah. Just because by birchas nenu we'll say that ikar patas Tafel, Iker Poter is a tfeila. By Birchas HaMitzvah, we're going to say Iker Poter is a tfeila. Hechem Matzino. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. How can I say Charosis is Tafel to the Mora so much so that it's not going to get its own bracha? What does one have to do with the other? Iker Patering Tafel, that relates to Birchas Nenin. Okay. So in that context, maybe you could say that you make a bracha on the Iker and a Patas. But here, if the Charosis is a mitzvah, how can it be Tafel to the Mora so much so that it's not going to get a bracha? Joe?
Yidach said that the Iker says there. It's for the Mora as opposed to it's like Iker Tafel in terms of the Tam. So if it's a mitzvah and it says for Zecher, it's not referring to the same Birchas.
So you're saying because Charos is a different Tam than Mora, so therefore.
It's the same Tam, but Iker Tafel
in terms of taste or Tam in terms of reason?
In terms of reason.
Reason, okay, yeah.
So instead of having a standard Iker Tafel in terms of Birchas Nenin, we're saying the Iker is the Mora because you're eating more of it or something and you have the Charos.
Right, so some of you wanted to say that maybe you're eating more of the Mora. That makes the Mora Iker.
And I think that would only apply for Nenin, but if you want to, okay. He also brings down that it's Iker in terms of the Iker Zecher is the Maror, and the Tafel Zecher is the Tit. So it's saying that if you want to get the mitzvah, you do the one that's the Iker.
What makes the Maror the Iker Zecher?
See,
because the Mara was a mitzvah deraisa at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when there was a Karban Pesach as well, even though it's only a mitzvah derabbanan bizman hazeh. Right, there is a pasuk. So even though bizman hazeh, it's only a mitzvah derabbanan, but it's more ikar because it was a mitzvah deraisa. So therefore, it's more ikar, not in terms of the amount that you're eating, but it's more ikar in terms svara. It's more ikar because it was a mitzvah deraisa. I understand what you're saying, but I still don't understand why it doesn't get its own bracha. Charosis is a mitzvah, so just because it's tofel, just because it's less significant, it's coming mitzvah. From the same zecher, but it's, you're saying it's the same mitzvah.
It's the same exact mitzvah.
But when we eat the mara, we don't say a bracha al zecher le shibud. Right? We say a bracha on the items. Let's make a bracha on the charosis itself. Herschel?
Maybe with the mara comes along. The taste of the mara comes along with it. The marirus of the mara, we also have a taste of sweetness as well. Meaning, we're talking within the Torah. The Torah.
That's what the charosis is coming to do.
Maybe that's what the Torah is trying to express. That with the marirus, 95% of the marirus, we also have 5% of also a necessity to have a little bit of sweetness.
Where is the sweetness? What's the 5%?
From the
charosis. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say the charosis is there for the sweetness. It sounds like it's there for the tit, for the thickness, not for the sweetness, not for the taste, but the fact that it makes it more thick. David.
Maybe it's like a seva. It's like it didn't prati to mara. We don't say bracha on the seva.
That's because we're not eating anything.
Yeah, but it's
nice. That's very fancy. That's very fancy for me. I'm not sure. That's fancy. One more.
Can you say that according to the reason of kafa that you couldn't have?
We're not talking kafa now. We're talking mitzvah.
But you couldn't have the maror if it weren't like if you're gonna say that reason, then you couldn't have.
If you say kafa, no, you're talking right. The charosis is bottle to the maror. It's tafel to the maror. You're not gonna make a bracha. You're not gonna make a bracha on charosis, but you're not gonna make a bracha anyway if it's mishum kafa. It's not a mitzvah.
I'm saying it could be a mitzvah, but it's also but in terms of
both.
Right.
So it's tzvei dinim. But even if it's tzvei dinim, if it is a mitzvah, I should make a separate bracha on it. No. Rabbi Shachter pointed out that there's a Yerushalmi that seems to say something similar to the Torah in a slightly different context. The last Mishnah in the Perek, we're not going to get to it. But the last Mishnah in the Perek on Kuf Chaf Aleph, well, we're going to get to it now. The last Mishnah in the Perek talks about the bracha on a Karban Pesach. Birchas HaPesach Potar Eshel Zevach. If you make a bracha on a Karban Pesach, you potter making a bracha on the Karban Chagiga. We know you eat the Karban Chagiga. and eat the carbon pesach. So the Mishnah says that you make a bracha on the carbon pesach and a pata is shel zevach. So what does that mean? If the carbon chagig is also a mitzvah, how can you pata the bracha on the carbon chagig by the bracha on the carbon pesach? So there's a long Rashbam here, a long Tosfos. In the middle there, Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi, the last Yerushalmi in the Masechta. The last line, it's a little bit difficult to read, but the last line says that the reason why Birchas HaPesach Pater Eshel Zevach is because the Zevach is Tofel to the Pesach. The Pesach is Iker, the Zevach is Tofel, the Varech Ala Iker Upoter Eset Feila. So you see, there is a precedent for this, not only in Birchas Nenin, but in Birchas HaMitzvah as well. That's the idea, that if something is tofel, if the item is tofel to the ikar, so then you make a bracha only on the ikar, and a pat is the tofel. So apparently charosis as well, as some of you are saying, in different ways, is tofel to the maror. Either it's tofel misvara, or it's tofel in the amount that you're eating. It's tofel in some significant way, so that's why you're not going to make a bracha on it. Even though birchas nenin is the primary source of this idea that kol shurikav imat tefela b'varich halo ikur poter sa tefela, Yerushalmi seems to say that it applies to Berachas HaMitzvah as well. So if it applies to Berachas HaMitzvah, it'll apply to charosis as well. The Rav had a totally different approach here. The Rav suggested that maybe we can explain the Rambam. The reason why you're not going to make a bracha on charosis is not because it's tofel, but there's a totally different reason. That the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah is really being chozebo, not just in terms of psak halacha, he's being chozebo in terms of his total understanding, his complete understanding of what charosis mitzvah means. The Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos assumed that if you hold charosis mitzvah, what that means is what? Two words. Mitzvahs, achila. Exactly. Before. Good. Mitzvahs, achila. Just like you're mechuyev to eat mora, you're mechuyev to eat matzah, you're mechuyev to eat charosis. That's certainly the Pashup Shah. So the Rambam says, if it's a mitzvah sachila, you should have to make a bracha on it, just like every other mitzvah sachila. You make a brachas mitzvah on a mitzvah sachila. So if charosis is a mitzvah sachila, why not? That's what the Rambam was assuming in Perish HaMishnayos. And in fact, they point out that the Mordechai, one girsa in the Mordechai seems to think like this as well. The Mordechai at the very end of the Masechta, when he talks about Korech, we'll get back to this Mordechai many times in Mitzvah Shem. The Mordechai says, Korechan bevasachas ve'ochlan, how did Hillel eat the Korech? He put the matzah in the morar, different girsah, some say Pesach matzah mar, some girsah are just matzah mar. Korechan bevasachas ve'ochlan perish, hayonotel kezayas matzah ukezayas morar, ukezayas, what's the next word? Not clear. So one gear says Kezayas Charoses, the other gear says Kezayas Pesach. So according to the gears of Kezayas Charoses, the Mordechai is saying that Hillel would take three things. He'd take the matzah and the morah and the charoses together. But notice, how much charoses did he take? A Kezayas of a charoses. So if you understand that charoses is a mitzvah achila, then we understand why you need a shir Kezayas, just like every other achila. Achila always means Kezayas. There's no achila in the pasuk. There's a requirement of achila, so therefore there's a chiyuv of kezayis. Not everyone is so convinced that that's the girsa that the Mordechai should have. Right? That's the parentheses, the brackets, which is the hagos of the Ramah. The Ramah wrote hagos on the Mordechai. You look in the first page of the Mordechai of every Masechta. They point out that the brackets with the star, that's the Ramah's addition to the Mordechai. The Ramah is Goris Pesach, not Charoses. It's a different girsa. Maybe part of what bothered him is he couldn't believe that there should be a mitzvah sachila in Charoses. You should have to have a kezayis of Charoses. How could that be the girsa? No one would imagine you need a kezayis of Charoses. The big Deyesha, the Hagos on the bottom of the Mordechai, is not so convinced. There's a long dissertation about this. Should you need a kezayis of Charoses? Some claim that you have to shake off the Charoses from the Morah. He says, if you shake it off, you're not having a kezayis. It's a little bit of a pellet, because if you hold you have to shake it off, mistama, you're not eating it mitam mitzvah. If you hold you need a kezayis, mistama, the Mordechai is paskening, the charos is mitzvah, so I'm not really sure what his raya is from there. The Big Dayesh has a long discussion. Should you need a kezayis, should you not need a kezayis? But if you hold it's a mitzvah achila, it makes a lot of sense. So the Rambam in Perash HaMishnai seems to assume charos is taka mitzvah. So he, Mistama, would say that you need a kezayis. That's probably why he said that you need a bracha as well. If it's a mitzvah sachila, then we understand it's, you need a birchas mitzvah just like every other mitzvah sachila. You need a bracha, and you need the kezayis as well. In Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, what the Rambam is doing is not only is he being chozebo from the psak halacha that he's saying now we paskin the charosis is taka mitzvah, but he's changing his understanding of what charosis mitzvah means. Look carefully at what the Rambam writes. Let's see the Rambam completely. Charosis mitzvah midivrei sof from zerch latit shayu ovdavo v'mitzrayim. Ketzar osin osa lochin tamarim ogrogos otzimukim v'chiyotzi behen. V'dorsin osan v'nosnin litochan chometz v'metavlin osan v'tavlin k'motit v'tavin. The Rambam enters into the kitchen. He tells you how to make charosis with chometz, with different dates, and figs, and raisins, different fruits. Put in vinegar, make it like tit. And then the Rambam concludes, Mavian osa al hashulchan b'leilei ha-pesach. And you bring it to the table. So the Rambam starts by saying that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Then he describes to you exactly how the charosis is made. And then he says that you bring it to the table. Quite an interesting line. Quite an interesting halacha. What is strange? First of all, the Rambam in describing the mitzvah, he doesn't mention a very important point. What's the point he leaves out? Achila. Okay, he also leaves out what? Even if you don't say achila, what do you do with the charoses? Tevila, tibul, right? He doesn't mention dipping it. When he starts describing what the mitzvah is, he just says it's a mitzvah. We make it in a certain way. And what do with this charoses? We bring it to the table. Bring it to the table. Of course you bring it to the table. If you have to dip the mora into charosis, you got to bring it to the table. What's the question? The next halacha, he describes mora. Achilas mora in eina mitzvah min haTorah b'tnei atzma elatluya hi b'achilas ha-pesach shemitzah say lechol bosar b'sar ha-pesach ha-matzah umrorim midivir sofrim lechol ha-mora levado b'leil zeh afilu ein sham karbon pesach. Okay. So he describes the mitzvah of mora. The mitzvah that arises to eat it with the Karban Pesach, Midrabbanan, Chazal instituted there's a mitzvah to eat the Morah by itself, Bizman Hazeh. He doesn't tell you to bring it to the table, because of course you got to bring it to the table. Unless you're going to eat in the kitchen, you're going to bring it to the table. So what is the Rambam when it comes to charoses? Why does he describe it as the mitzvah is the mitzvah the Rabbanan? He tells you how to make it, Shkoyach, he tells you how to make it. And then he says the mitzvah is, Mevi'in Osa, Al Hashulchan Balele HaPesach. We bring it to the table on the Seder night. What kind of an idea is that? A little bit strange. Very strange. The Rav said, that's exactly the point. The Rambam understands in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah that even if you hold Charoses Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is not a Mitzvah's Achila. It's not a Mitzvah's Achila. It's a Mitzvah's Hava El HaShulchan. It's a Mitzvah to bring it to the table. That it should be part of the Suda. It should be there. Be there. That's the idea. The charoses has to be in front of us. That's the zecher latit. It's a zecher to the shibud. The ikar is that it has to be there. The ikar mitzvah is hava, not achila. The reason why we dip the mara, we dip different items. The Rambam actually has more items than he dips into charoses. He dips the karpas into the charoses, the matzah into the charoses. He dips all the items of the seder, all of the achilos into charoses, in order to be mitzaref the charoses to the suda. That's like a hechet timtza. That's a way, it's a derech to be mitzaref the charoses to the suda more. But what's the ikar? The ikar is not the tibul. The tibul is just a hechet timtza. The ikar is the hava, bringing it to the shulchan. That's the ikar according to the Rambam. That's why the Rambam does not mention tibul when he describes the mitzvah. He doesn't mention tibul at all because it's not the ikar. It's just a hechet timtza. It's like a tosefes. It's a tosefes to be mitzaref the charoses to the suda even more. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention anything about bracha. In Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, he doesn't mention anything about bracha. If charoses were a mitzvah achila, then we can understand why you should have to make a bracha. Birchas ha-mitzvah relates to mitzvah achila. A mitzvah hava, what kind of a bracha can you make on that? Hava? Hava is not really a ma'isa mitzvah. Aye, but you'll tell me, it is a ma'isa, I'm bringing it to the table. I'm bringing lots of things to the table. The ma'isa hava that I do on charoses is not unique to charoses, not special to charoses. I can make a bracha on that. That makes no sense. I'm going to bring mora also and matzah also. So there's no ma'isa mitzvah relating to the charoses that I can make a bracha on. Aye, but I'm being tovel, all these different items into charoses, but that's not a maisa on the charoses itself. That's just a hechatimta. That's not ikar to the charos. The ikar of the charos is to bring it to the shulchan, that it should be there. Said the Rav, that's why the Rambam was chozabah in terms of psak halachizbah. Perish HaMishnai is the Rambam thought that if you hold charos as mitzvah, what does that mean? It means it's a mitzvah sachila. The Rambam knew that minig yisrael is that we don't make a bracha on the charoses. So because he thought that if you hold charos as mitzvah, it means it's a mitzvah sachila, and you'd have to make a bracha on it, obviously we can't paskin that way. We have to paskin charos is not a mitzvah. But when he came to Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, he realized, he changed his mind. He felt that even if you paskin charos as mitzvah, it doesn't mean mitzvah sachila, it means mitzvah hava el ha-shulchan. So now the Rambam was free to say, maybe we paskin taka charos as mitzvah. Maybe taka is a mitzvah, and even if it is a mitzvah, there's no bracha. Minig Yisrael Torah, the fact that I'm not making a bracha is not a problem, because I don't paskin charos as a mitzvah sachila, it's a mitzvah hava. It's a mitzvah hava, so then there's not going to be any requirement to make a bracha. That's the whole, that's the pshat. That's the Rav's pshat to put together these two Rambams. That the Rambam taka is being chosavo, not just in psak halacha, but in understanding the very shita of charoses mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah sachila, or is it just a mitzvah to bring it to the table? Yes.
Can we say that also, in addition to this, there's no, and in this is zechira, what part is there?
The zechira is not a maisa. So that's the ikar. Oh, good. Right. If that's the ikar is the zecher. How do we have that zecher by having it at the shulchan? So the bringing it to the shulchan is a maisa, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is remembering the tit when it's at the shulchan. Good. But, so therefore, there's no reason to have a bracha. Right.
How come the Rambam doesn't bring the other Talmud Gemara Kapuah?
That's a good question. The Rambam apparently holds that this is ikar. I'm not sure why. Gemara is both lekuhuye lesmuchay zecher zecher letapuach zecher letit. The Magi Mishnah quotes both. I'm not sure why the Rambam only quotes zecher letit. Oh, because there's a tani kavasa at the Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Magi Mishnah says. There's a brisa that says zecher letit. So therefore, the Rambam passes like that brisa. There's a brisa that seems to imply zecher letit. Right. Tavlin zecher leteven, charos is zecher letit. Yes. So the Brisa assumes zecher letit, so the Rambam paskin zecher letit. Yeshua.
Are we assuming that in Perish Mishnayis and Mizu,
the same level of mitzvah? I think same level of mitzvah, just different. Different type of mitzvah, even though it's the same level. It's a mitzvah derabbanan in both.
It's a mitzvah derabbanan.
Right. I think so. There's no pasuk for it in Chumash. It's not a mitzvah deraisa, that's for sure. But it's a different type of mitzvah, because it's a different type of mitzvah, it doesn't get a bracha. That's really the difference. I'm sorry? It doesn't get a bracha, and it's not going to have what? It's not going to get a bracha, and also what do you not have to do? Eat a kazayis, right? The shear is going to be different. Right? Okay? Sorry? I'm not sure I see why. What's if you include tapuach? It's also tafel. What's al pisvara? Oh, al pisvara. You're saying not in terms of the amount that you're eating al pisvara.
Yeah, al pisvara only works for
a bit. Okay. Okay, that's a fancy pshat. I like it. It's fancy. Good, Matthew.
Is there any nafkamina as far as what the charoset would be made out of? Whether you hold zecher letit or zecher.
Sure. If it's zecher letit, so then you have to make it thick. So you have to make it with some kind of nuts and some other thing that you can make it with the tavlin, that you can make it thick, just like cement. Tapuach is just a pungent, a citrus fruit. So you can make it out of different fruits, raisins and oranges and whatever, but you don't have to make it thick. If you grind up apples, it's not gonna look like tit. You have to add something to it in order. If you just grind up the apple, it's gonna get watery. It's not going to be tit-like. It's not going to be cement-like. So you have to add tavlin. You add cinnamon sticks and other things to make it look like tit. So there are different substances that you have. That's what the Gemara says. That you have to tzarech lekahuye, tzarech lesmuche. There are obviously different things that you have to add in order to make it thick and in order to make it pungent.
Is that assuming that it's a little bit of both? Both
tzarech? That's the first part of the Gemara. So if you only paskin zecher letit, so then you'll only have to be smuche. We paskin like both. We assume you should do it with both.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's get back to the mission. Now that we understand charoses a little bit, charoses mitzvah, charoses not a mitzvah, let's get back to the Mishnah and talk about the different tibum. So the Mishnah says like this, Hevi lefanav, metabo b'chazeres, ad shemagia lepaperes hapas. What does that mean? Hevi lefanav, what did they bring in front of him? Hevi lefanav doesn't tell you what. The next word's a verb. So what does Rashi say? Hevi lefanav? Yerokis. They brought in front of him vegetables. They brought something in front of him. So Tosis is a little troubled with that. The Rashbam also says the same thing. Yerokis. Why should you say that? So he just says generally, Hevi lefanav shulchan. They brought the table with everything on it in front of him. That's Hevi lefanav. Mitavel b'chazeres. What does that mean? Mitavel b'chazeres. You dip something into the maror. Don't you dip the maror into something else? You dip chazeres into something else. That's what Tosus says. Mitavel b'chazeres. Klomar ochel hachazeres b'tibul. You eat the chazeres b'tibul. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Mitavel bip doesn't mean that you dip it into the item. It means you dip the chazeres into something. Fine, no problem. What's strange here is mitavel b'chazeres. You're dipping chazeres. Now, why are we eating chazeres in the beginning of the suda? Prepare us a pass when you have the mara, so then we're going to have chazeres, we'll have the romaine lettuce, whatever other min of mara you have. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes lists five different minim of mara. For karpas, you're going to have chazeres. Why do you have chazeres? So obviously it means you don't have another yerek, there's no other vegetable, you don't have your celery or your potatoes, whatever, there's no other vegetable for karpas, so you're going to bring chazeres for karpas as well. So the Mishnah says, yimetavel b'chazeres, you dip the chazeres into something, and then you continue. What exactly do you dip the chazeres into? What do you dip the karpas into? So that's a big machlokas rishonim. Rashi here writes, "Metabel b'chazeres klomar im ein shom yerek acher metabel hachazeres b'charoses ve'ochel." You dip the chazeres into charoses and you eat it. If you don't have any other yerek, you dip the chazeres into charoses and you eat it. Okay, that makes sense. We normally dip the chazeres into charoses for the different reasons. Let's say poshut mishum kofa. You're going to dip the chazeres into charoses. Fine. Let's say you had a different yerek, what would you dip the other yerek into? What's mashra from the Rashi? Let's say you had a different vegetable, what would you dip the other vegetable into? What do you think? Yeah, where does Rashi say it? I don't see it, Moshe. Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi says, metavel b'chazeres, if you don't have another yerek, so dip the chazeres into charoses and eat it. It sounds to Rashi, the fact that he didn't mention salt water, he didn't mention anything else, that you're going to dip anything into charoses. He's trying to explain, why does the Mishnah say metabel b'chazeres? Why should I use chazeres? Let me use a different vegetable. So he says, if I don't have another vegetable, I take the same chazeres I'm going to use for maror, and I dip it into charoses. But it sounds to Rashi that you're dipping into charoses. Whatever you're using for karpas, you're going to be dipping into charoses either way. Right? Michael.
According to the
Hagah
Lishmas Gilyon, this is
both Yerach Lishmas Chazeres. Yeah? Does it say where that Hagah is from?
It says Gilyon.
Gilyon. I don't know where Gilyon is. I don't have that Hagah in my Gemara. My Gemara is a little bit older. But that seems to be what Rashi is saying. The Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam, Ches Beis, Perek Ches Halacha Beis, Lokeach Yerach Umetabalos Ubecharoses, etc. The Rambam says you take the karpas, take the yerek, whatever yerek you have. He doesn't mention chazeres. In most circumstances, you're not going to use the chazeres. We'll talk about that later, why we don't want to use the chazeres in the beginning. But in most circumstances, you'll have a different yerek. So the Rambam says just take the yerek and be metabolit b'charoses. So even if Rashi didn't say it, the Rambam clearly did say it. The Rambam says the tibul b'karpas is b'charoses. Who disagrees vehemently with the Rambam, perhaps with Rashi? The Rashbam. The Rashbam in Dibra Maschel Metabel B'Chazeres, the Rashbam says, Hai Tibul Lav B'Charosesu. This is the first wide line. He makes a note. He says, look, you know, there is a Tibul here, but it's not B'Charoses. How does he know it's not B'Charoses? Svara? Is it a Svara? No. It's text, he says. A textual proof. The Mishnah itself. Kidiktoni L'Kamon Hevi L'Fon Amatz B'Chazeres B'Charoses. Mechlal De'adayin Lo Hevio. Because the Mishnah says later, Hevi lefanav matzah v'chazeres v'charoses, it sounds like till now they haven't brought it. They haven't brought the charoses. So if they haven't brought the charoses, how can you be metabel the karpas and the charoses? continues the Rashbam, Hachazeres Lavdavka, Elohim Ein Shom Yerek Achim Etavel Bechazeres Veochel. Like Rashi, the Chazeres is Lavdavka. If you don't have a Yerek, then you Metavel Bechazeres. Right? That is true. You Metavel Bechazeres. But note, what word did Rashi add? This part of the Rashbam is mamish almost the same as Rashi, but there's one word different. Rashi says klomar im ein shom yerek acher metabel achazeres veochel metabel achazeres b'charoses veochel. Rashbam says no, hachazeres lav davka el im ein shom yerek acher metabel b'chazeres veochel. He leaves out charoses because he holds that you're not tovel the karpas and charoses. So the fact that Rashi added charosis implies that he argues and that he would say that you do dip the karpas into charosis. Now, okay, someone might say that dafke, if it's chazeres, you'll dip it into charosis. But before, if you read the Rashi carefully, he seems to be saying that karpas should be dipped into charosis. Tosus quotes the Rashbam, and he takes a third shita. He says, Piresh Rashbam, the high table of charosis, the ha'akati lo bo, kiditani seifa, hevil fanamatz v'chazeres v'charosis. Says Tosus veins a rai. Doesn't think it's a good rai from the text. Doktani hocha chazeres. The Rashbam didn't take into account that there's a repeat here. Metabel bechazeres, and then we say hevil fun of matzav chazeres v'charoses. Why are we bringing more chazeres if we bought it already? So says Tosus, it's just because it says later there are other items that they're bringing in front of him doesn't mean that those items hadn't been there, weren't there. To begin with, they may have been there to begin with, but now we're going to talk about the other items. So we mention them again. Or maybe we took the shulchan away, as we're going to see in Tosfos and some of the Mefarshim. Maybe we're oker the shulchan. We take the shulchan away so that the kids are going to ask. It's another strange thing we do. We don't really do this bisman hazeh, but in those times when they used to eat, everyone had their own shulchan. So maybe we're oker the shulchan. That's why the Mishnah has to say again, Hevilo fana matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. So what's the raya? The Rashbam brings a raya that the first tibul can't be b'charoses because we didn't have charoses there, but it is b'chazeres, and yet we're going to say later that they bring the chazeres in front of it. The Ode says Tosus, another kasha, the chazeres tzorach lahatul b'charoses mishum kofa. How can the Rashbam say that you don't dip the chazeres into charoses? Mishum kofa, you gotta dip the chazeres into charoses. How could that be? At least if you're using chazeres for karpas, you gotta dip the chazeres into charoses. Maybe if you're using a different yerek, you don't have to dip it into charoses, but certainly mishum kofa, you should have to dip the chazeres into charoses. Says Tosfos, I think you should split. If you're using chazeres for karpas, so then dip the chazeres into charoses. Mishum kofa. Miu hecha shehatibul rishon avi b'shar yirakos, and tzorach lipo b'charoses, Hello, b'chometz, so b'mayim u'melach. Moshe ya noeg, Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam was noeg to dip the karpas into chometz, into vinegar, or into mayim u'melach, mei melach, the salt water. Zok Tosfos, I think if the tibul is b'shar yirokos, then you don't have to dip it into charoses. But if it is chazeres, avad you have to dip it into charoses. Mishum kofa. You got to kill that tolas, kill the eres in the chazeres. Rabbeinu Tam was knowing that if he used something else for karpas and he didn't dip it into charoses, the Amar Begemara, the charoses mishum kofa, v'leka kofa ela b'mara. There's no kofa if you're not using mara. The kolshgein l'Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. If you take Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok's shita, the karma mitzvah zecher l'tit, so clearly you're not going to have it by karpas. Lo shayach ela b'mara l'zecher d'vayimara eschayeim b'chomer. The Ode says Tosus Lo Shayach Mitzvah Shetibul Rishon Eino Ela Lehekeru. You can't have a mitzvah if you hold Charoses mitzvah. You can't have a mitzvah in Tibul Rishon. Tibul Rishon is only for a heker that the tinokos should ask questions. So you can't have any mitzvah in Tibul Rishon. So why should you dip it into Charoses? If you hold Charoses Mishum Kofa. So, Avada, if you have karpas from other vegetables, why dip it into charoses? There is no kofa, there's no sharp taste, there's no tolas in the other vegetables. The leafy vegetables, they have the problem of kofa. The bitter vegetables, they have the problem of kofa, depending on what kofa means. If you hold charoses mitzvah, if it's zecher letit, that doesn't apply by karpas, it applies by mara. That's the ikar of the zecher letit. Karpas? Karpas is only a heker? The Ikka Mitzvah, the Tibul, is Tibul Sheini, not the Tibul Rishon, the Tibul in the Mora. So says Tosis, there's no reason to dip the Karpas into Charoses. So there are three Shitas. The Rashbam holds that the first Tibul is not in Charoses, whether it's Shar Yirakos or Mora or Chazeres. The Rambam holds that the first tibul is in charoses, even if it's other vegetables. And Tosa splits. Tosa says it depends. If it's b'charos, if it's b'chazeres, then it's b'charoses. If you're dipping chazeres, then you have to dip it into charoses. And if it's other vegetables, then you don't have to dip it into charoses. You dip it into salt water, into vinegar. If charoses is a mitzvah, he says it's even less likely that you should dip it into charoses. Right? That you should dip the karpas into charoses. Yes, Joey?
I don't know
the mitzvahs
how they get killed, but doesn't like
didn't
vinegar or salt water kill them?
Wouldn't vinegar or salt water kill them? The Gemara says that it has to have some kind of a pungent taste. The bugs that we kill, right? The bugs in lettuce that we have, so we know that the vinegar does kill them. This tolas is not going to be killed by that item. What's the Rambam going to say to what Tosfos writes? David, you have something?
Yeah, the tolas we have now also.
We don't have a tolas. Aphids are a different kind of a bug. So that apparently, the bugs that latch on to the leaves of the lettuce, they will be pulled off. It doesn't kill them actually. It just releases them from the lettuce. And then we have to wash them off. So it doesn't really kill them, actually.
So they had those in the time.
Maybe that's
the time
answer.
They don't have them now.
They had what?
The tolas.
The tolas they had at the time of the Gemara. Do they have them now? If we assume charoses mishum kafa, then apparently we still have it now. And somehow we assume that those tolaim are going to be killed by the pungent odor of the charoses. I know it sounds a little bit strange, but that's what we're asking. But not by vinegar. You're saying the vinegar that we used before. No, maybe the pshat is like this. That Taka Bismana said that we're going to use vinegar to clean the leaves. So maybe those tolaim are going to leave as well. But once Chazal made this takana that you should dip the mar into charoses, so there's going to be a requirement to do that, even if it's not a mitzvah. But that's tachtik l'chachamim, so we still do that Bismana said. Okay. What's the Rambam going to say? The Rambam says that you dip the karpas into charoses, whether it's chazeres or it's not chazeres. Why should I dip it into charoses? So we know the Rambam holds charoses is a mitzvah. But Tosis made two points. Tosis said that even if charoses is a mitzvah, we still wouldn't dip karpas into charoses. Why? It's not the ikar zecher latid. It's not the ikar zecher to the shibud. The mar is the ikar zecher l'shibud. This is only heker b'yalma. So if it's only a heker b'yalma, why should I dip the karpas into charoses? What should the Rambam say? What must the Rambam say? So someone has suggested that the Rambam says, yeah, it is true. Me'ikar adin, the karpas is just a heker. It's to get the children to ask because we're dipping before the meal. Well, what are we dipping? We're dipping vegetables before the meal. It's not the normal way we do things. But the Rambam says once Chazal were misake to dip before the meal to eat karpas, so it becomes a mitzvah sachila. That's what the Rambam must hold. The Rambam must hold it started as a heker, lehekera b'yalma, for the tinokos to ask questions. But once it was instituted as a heker, it becomes a mitzvah sachila, and that's why you got to dip it into charoses, just like every other mitzvah sachila of the Seder night. And this could explain a number of other things. The Rambam is a very interesting shita about karpas. How much karpas do you eat according to the Rambam? I didn't read that part of the Rambam. Let's continue. How much? Kizayis. The Rambam writes, "V'lokeach yerek metal also b'charoses v'ochel kezayis hu v'chol amesu benimo kolech ve'echad ve'ein ochel pochos mikezayis." The Rambam is very adamant that you have to eat a kezayis of karpas. Now we'll talk about what the purpose of that kezayis is. Maybe there are other reasons for that. But one reason, the simple reason for why you have to eat a kezayis, if it's a mitzvah zachila, of course you have to eat a kezayis. What's the question? So if Chazal instituted it as a mitzvah zachila after it was a heker, the ikar is that it's a heker for the tinobos to get them to ask. But if Chazal instituted it as a mitzvah zachila once they had the heker, so we understand why you should need a kezayis. How do we eat the karpas? What's the position of the body when we eat the karpas? So we know most people do not lean. Do the Sfaradim lean, Moshe? Sfaradim lean? No. They quote from the Avudram that there's a mitzvah haseva even by karpas. That's the Avudram shita. So where did that come from? If karpas is only a heker, the whole purpose is the heker through the dipping, so what do I have to be mesiv for? I have to lean for karpas? What kind of a strange notion is that? What's the answer? If karpas is a mitzvah sachila, it's like every other mitzvah sachila of the Seder night, except for Mora. If you tell me that Mora is a Zech Lashibut and a Seder is Derecheres, then it makes sense not to be mesiv when you eat Mora. But every other mitzvah sachila, karpas is not necessarily Zech Lashibut. I know they talk about Samach Perach. Okay, these are different simonim. But the Iker is not the Zech Lashibut. What's the Iker of the karpas? It's a heker. Right? It's a heker for the tinokos. So if it's a heker for the tinokos, but then you assume, like the Rambam, the Chazal made it into a mitzvah sachila, so that can make sense. Like all other mitzvah sachila, aside from Morar, the other mitzvah sachila, the dalakosos, the matzah, the other mitzvah sachila of the Seder night, we are mesiv, we do lean. We should lean for karpas too. It's like a mitzvah sachila of the Seder night. Why shouldn't we lean for karpas? Now it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't mention Heseba by karpas, but l'chora l'shitoso, the Rambam holds that you eat a kezias of karpas and you dip it into charoses. I don't know. The Rambam l'chora should say that you need Heseba for karpas, even though he doesn't write that way.
Okay.
The stomach, the Rambam would assume that you should do Heseba l'chatchila anyway. The Rambam holds that you're supposed to do Heseba for the whole meal. So is he talking about the meal after motzi matzah? Somehow he's talking about everything that you eat on the Seder night. If we had a shita that said that the Rambam will hold that even for Morar you can do Haseba, remember, Beis Yosef, that even for Morar, Hareza Meshubach if you do Haseba, so certainly by Karpas, right? So even though the Rambam doesn't say Haseba by Karpas, L'chora L'shita, so the Rambam should say that you should do Haseba. Certainly, if it's a mitzvah sachil and there's a requirement to eat a kazayas, one should be doing haseva for karpas. That's according to the Rambam. We don't paskin that way. Don't get the wrong idea here. I think most people do not lean for karpas. Yes?
Rashi says that the heker is having vegetables before the suda stam, not after the dipping.
Mm-hmm. Right? That is true. That is what the Rashbam does say.
Is that like
everyone
must do that? Because then there's nothing.
It's
just
the
act of getting vegetables.
Right. So why do we do the table? Right. I don't know. I have to look into that. I'm not sure. Michael?
Mara by Korach.
Sorry?
Mara by Korach.
Mara by Korach. Do we dip into charoses for Mara by Korach?
For
Haseba. Haseba. Well, the problem is if you're going to eat the matzah as well, so you have to be mesa for the matzah. So even if the Mara does not require Haseba, but the matzah does require Haseba.
So
it's a contradiction, but not really a contradiction, because once you're eating the mara together with the matzah, maybe the mara is viewed as tofel to the matzah, so you should lean for the matzah. So that's what we do. That's the suffix that the Beis Yosef is talking about when he talks about leaning for mara generally. He's really talking about korach, actually. Okay. So there are three shitos here. The Rashbam holds that karpas, the table of karpas is not a charoses. The Rambam seems to say that the table of karpas is in charoses. It's supposed to be in charoses. And Tosus takes a middle shita. What's the middle shita? It depends. Depends what you're eating for karpas. If you eat chazeres, so then the table rishon has to be b'charoses for different reasons, right? If you eat chazeres, then the table should be b'charoses. Seems to say mishum kofa. That's the reason. That he passes mishum kofa. That charoses is not a mitzvah. So if you're using chazeres, then you should be metabel b'charoses. But if you're not using chazeres, then you're not metabel b'charoses. Rabbi Natan was metabel b'mei melach or b'chometz. What does that mean? If you're not using charoses, if you're not using, excuse me, chazeres, then you shouldn't dip b'charoses? Or you don't have to dip b'charoses? What do you think? What do you think?
Because they say you shouldn't, because the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah for the charoses is with the maror, so if you're already eating it.
Let's look at Tosis. What does Tosis say? Read the Tosis to me. Show me what Tosis says. Umiyu. Hecha sheha tibul rishon havi b'shar yirakos. Go ahead. Ein tzorech litvo b'charoses, ela o b'chometz o b'mayim u'melach. Sounds like ein tzorech, sounds like it's rishus b'yado. If you want to dip in charoses, that's fine. But you're not mechuyev to do that. You're not mechuyev to do it. The Taka makes a lot of sense. Why should I not be able to dip into charoses? Who says beferish that if you want to dip into charoses, Rabbi Natan would say that if you want to dip into charoses, it's okay? Who says that? The Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Maimoni in Hilchos Chometzu Matzah quotes the Rabbi Natan in Os Gimel, it should be. Oh, in Perek Ches, in Os Gimel. He quotes from the Maran, but Omar Mashakosav, Rabbeinu Tam, She'ena B'charoses, Perish, She'ein Tzorech, Avlim Rotza Harishus B'yado. If you want to, you can dip into Charoses. What's the problem? You have an option. There's no requirement. If you're using Chazeres, of course you have to dip into Charoses, Mishum Kofa. But if you're using other vegetables, so then there's no requirement to dip into Charoses, you could dip into other things as well. Who disagrees? Yaakov, who disagrees? Since you said the Svara.
The Rosh
disagrees. What does the Rosh say? Rabbi Natam holds Yidavka should not dip into Charoses if you're not using Chazeres. Why? Why should you not dip into Charoses? Go ahead, what's the Svar that you said?
If
Charoses
is...
If the Ikar
Mitzvah of Charoses is with tomorrow, then you've already eaten it with the first...
What did you just say? If the Ikar Mitzvah of Charoses, what's he saying? He's saying, if you assume that charoses is a mitzvah, so then dafka with the maror, you should have the charoses. The Rosh in Simen Chafei writes like this, V'chein haya noeg Rabbeinu Tam, shelo haya metabel tibul rishon b'charoses, v'kaimelon k'rev elozer v'rat tzadov, d'am charoses mitzvah, zeichel etapuach, zeichel etit. Im kein b'shas tibul hamora shu tibul shel mitzvah, roi letabel bo, v'lo rishona. Rabbeinu Tam held that you shouldn't dip the chazeres the other vegetables into charoses. If you're using chazeres, that's a different story. But if you're using other vegetables, you shouldn't dip into charoses. It's unclear whether he's going on a case in which you're using chazeres. But certainly if you're using other vegetables, you should not be dipping into charoses. Why? Because the tibul shel mitzvah is b'shas mara, not the first tibul. What, after you fill your kreiso, after you fill your belly with it, you should bring it for a mitzvah? We're going to have this phrase later in the Gemara in Kuf Tezayin, a very important phrase. There's this idea that you shouldn't be eating something before the mitzvah is being fulfilled. If the ikar zman for the mitzvah of charoses is with the mara later on, so I shouldn't be eating it before. I shouldn't be introducing it at a time that I'm eating karpas. It's not that it's your choice, pick them. No. If you're using other vegetables, you certainly should not be using charoses. Now, if you're using chazeres, so that's the question that we'll have to address. That's the Gemara. If you use chazeres for karpas, so are you being yotze mara in the first tibul with karpas? Or are you being yotze mara with the second tibul? So we'll have to talk about that. Obviously, the question is, if you're being yotze mara with the karpas, why am I being tovel again? That's the whole question. It could be that the second people might be hecker. We'll get to those issues later on. But these are two approaches. Do we assume Rabbeinu Tam held that Yudavka should not be using charoses for the first table for karpas? That's the Rosh. Or should we say no? That pick him. That he said, you know, there's no chiyuv to use charoses if you're not eating chazeres. But Rishus Biyodo, if you want to, you can. If you want to, you can. How many of you got to this Rosh? Okay, good. Let's just go Vaita for a couple more minutes, okay? The Rosh is a cash. From Tosis it's Mashma that at least if you're using Chazeres, you should dip into charoses. You have to dip into charoses. Mishum kofa. That's what Tosu says. It's mistab. It makes a lot of sense. The Rashbam holds that Tibul Rishon is not Becharosis. Right? Three Shitas. The Rambam says it is Becharosis in every circumstance. The Rashbam says it's never Becharosis. And Tosa says it depends. The Rashbam says even if I'm dipping Chazeres for Karpas, I don't have another vegetable. I don't have celery, and I don't have potatoes, and I don't have bananas. Someone has a minig. There's a minig to dip bananas for Karpas. Does anyone do that? yeah. So, I don't have any other vegetable. Bananas are not a vegetable. But anyway, leaving that aside. Okay. I don't have another vegetable. I only have chazeres. So, the Rashbam says, if I only have chazeres, all the other Rishonim, the Rambam and Tosafot say, if I only have chazeres, I should dip into charoses. The Rashbam is the one who disagrees. He says, even if I only have chazeres, I don't dip into charoses. The Rashbam is a pellet. It's a pellet. Because if I hold charoses mishum kafa, then how can I not dip into charoses? If I'm eating chazeres, I have to dip into charoses, because if not, then this tolas, the eres, is not going to be killed. So I can't eat the chazeres. How can the Rashbam say that even if I don't have other vegetables, I don't have to dip the karpas into charoses? How could that be? How could that be? What's the answer? What's a simple answer? Help me. What's a simple answer? Come on. You don't have the tolas yet? No. Let's. The Rashbam says that even if I'm eating chazeres, metabol, have you lefana metabol b'chazeres? Sounds like you are dipping with the chazeres. You're dipping chazeres into something. So how can the Rashbam say even if you're dipping chazeres, there's no need to dip into charoses? How could that be, Joey? Okay, maybe. What's the simpler answer?
Kafel implies to the mitzvah of mara.
Better. Okay, we're going to get to that, right? We'll talk about that in a moment. What's the simple answer? The kasha is, how can the Rashbam say that you don't have to dip chazeres into charoses, but mishum kafa you should have to dip it into charoses? What's the answer? Why do you dip chazeres into charoses? What's the reason? Mishum kafa. Mishum kafa. Yeah? Is that true? Mishum kafa? The Gemara said that reason? Okay, yeah. That's part of the Gemara. What's the reason that you dip into charoses? No, come on. Mishum kafa war? Mitzvah! The Rashbam might paskin charoses mitzvah. That is the simple answer. We don't know what he paskins, but he could paskin charoses mitzvah. So that's why he says, pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah. This part of the Mishnah. Oh, well, he's not saying the part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says, you're metabol b'chazeres. It doesn't say what you're metabol in. The Rashbam paskins that you're metabol b'charoses. Excuse me, you're not metabol b'charoses. Why are you not metabol b'charoses? Maybe he holds charoses mitzvah. And if charoses mitzvah, where should the charoses be? With the maror. So that's why he says you're not metabol b'charoses. I kafa? He's not concerned about kafa. He doesn't pask in that way. It's not because of kafa. It's not because of kafa. By the way, that's the simple reason why we clean the maror differently. Right? Because it's not a function of cleaning. The charoses is not the function of cleaning. It's a mitzvah. If you pass a mitzvah, then there's no question. We clean the lettuce for other bugs. We're not concerned about this bug, this kafa. That's the simple reason. The question is if we really pass that it's a mitzvah. Though the fact that we make the charoses in the way that we do, with the zeichel latit and tapuach and dam, it sounds like it really is a mitzvah. The Rosh gives a different answer. The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says what someone else said over here, I don't remember whom. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, even if you hold charoses kofa, charoses mishum kofa, the karpas does not have to be dipped into charoses. He says, mishum the tibul rishon eino lechiv, ela lehekera b'yam. The tibul rishon is not a mitzvah, it's only for heker. Uregilin kol ashana she'okin chazeres b'lo charoses. The whole year we eat chazeres b'lo charoses. We eat romaine lettuce without dipping it into charoses. Einam choshishim lekafa. We're not afraid of kafa. Gam atanami lo choshu chachamim im yochlu b'lo charoses. Chachamim were not choshish. They weren't concerned. Kmo she'osin b'shayimos hashana. Avol tibul sheni, Rabbeinu Yonah says, shu shel mitzvah, hizhiru chachamim shelo yehe bo chashash sakona. Rabbeinu Yonah says that because kol hashana kula, we eat chazeres without charoses. Chazal were not concerned about kofa at the seder. Chazal were not really concerned about kofa either. We eat chazeres the whole year without concern for kofa. So why should they be concerned at the seder night? Chazal are only concerned with the tibul shel mitzvah, the second tibul, not the first tibul. The Rashbam is saying that the first tibul does not have to be in charoses because we're not concerned about kofa. Even at the Seder night, we're not concerned about kofa. But the Gemara said that we're concerned about kofa. No, we're concerned about kofa only for a tibul shel mitzvah. We're concerned about kofa in the tibul shel mitzvah mishum sakana. Now that is pilei plan. That requires bir. Manoshach, if you're concerned about sakana, so why are we concerned about sakana only by a tibul shel mitzvah? We should be concerned about sakana by both tibulim, by the second tibul and the first tibul. And if there is no sakana, so why do we dip the chazeres into charoses for the second tibul? Manoshach, right? If there is sakana, it should be a problem by both. If it's no sakana, it shouldn't be a problem by either. So what kind of a split is this? There is some kind of chashash sakana. That's why when it comes to a tibul shel mitzvah, we will dip into charoses. But it's not enough of a chashash sakana that for the tibul rishon, you should have to dip into charoses as well. What kind of a strange notion is that? It's either sakana or it's not sakana. What's the proper svar? So this is what we're going to have to address tomorrow. Stop here.